We're back to Bart Cop Poker Fest Spring 04.
So we drive for a while, and we drive for a while, and basically we got nothing. You know, all we're doing is riding down a slow, skinny highway that's got a 35-mile-an-hour speed limit. No, and then it get up to 55, and then we're back to 35 because there's another slow-ass town. So he said, F it. I made a right turn, went over a couple of miles, went over a bridge. We didn't drive on the water. They hit Highway 5 and drove south. Finally got into West Palm Beach about dark. So what the hell? We can't see anything there. Boy, those interstates are boring in Florida, too. They warned me, you're not going to like driving Florida. I didn't listen because we like to drive, but yep, they were right. We really like to drive out west because you don't have constant vegetation out west in the desert. You get to see rock formations and water and just stuff going on. But when you're in back east, all you can see is the dirty road and the vegetation. So we pull into a Comfort Inn in West Palm Beach. And you think, oh, the nice shiny sign, you know, and we looked it up. It had, I don't know, I think just 2 stars or whatever, but we can't afford the nice ones. So we pulled in the Comfort Inn, and it was just such a dump. Oh, we got hurt so bad. It was just, oh, Mrs. Bart don't like a cheap hotel either. Me, hey, you give me, like I say, you give me a TV that works, maybe some extra channels would be nice too, good air conditioner and a lock on the door. The room, it kind of smelled, and, you know, first thing she did was open the window, and, yeah, let's make it warmer. And it was like a greasy film and everything. Oh, that was awful. So this is a Saturday. So we ended up watching the Chris Rock repeat. Chris Rock live on HBO. That's a good show. We're going to steal lots of that from old Chris. Give him credit for it. Unlike what he did to me with Negatrol, remember? I wrote the Negatrol joke, and, you know, it was like in issue number 300. And a year later, Chris Rock comes up with, try Negatrol. I already busted him for that. We won't go back. Next day, woke up, had a minor medical emergency. We decided those emergency rooms, they're expensive. You know, I had me a little visit to the emergency room this year, and the bills still are coming in. It's, I don't know, we're up to maybe $3,500, $4,000 now for just a little ride to the emergency room. So we didn't want to spend another $3,500 if it was nothing. But just try to get a doctor when you're out of town on a Sunday. We called our doctor, got a recording, said if it's emergency, go to the emergency room. Or the minor emergency center. We couldn't find any down there. We just found hospitals. Long story, we decided to gamble, so we didn't do nothing, but we ended up losing the day. Didn't want to lose Monday, so we headed south. The object was to get to Key West. We're going to drive. It was 4 or 5 hours. We thought, hey, we're fine. You know, it's a sunny state. It's good morning. It's Monday morning. We're going to drive down to Key West, see what's up. So we drive all the way down to Key West. We get in Key West kind of late, 2, 3 o'clock. Sun was, it was 2, 3 o'clock, so you can imagine where the sun is. So we're looking around for a place to stay. And hoo boy, the prices. Hoo boy. We looked at this place. Oh, you're kidding? I don't want to buy the hotel. I just want to stay one night. Finally, we found a place we thought we could live with towards the southern end of town. Now, why do we pick the southern end of town? Because somebody told us that there's nothing finer than watching the sunset in Key West. And Mrs. Bart, she gets off on that. Me, you know, I've seen a sunset. I'm old. We finally check in, paid extra for a room with a view, and the room was kind of a, you know, if you stand on your toe and look real hard, you can see part of something that's blue that is probably the ocean. It was one of those rooms with a view. But there was no sunset. Now, I should probably do this on the page because it's hard to put pictures on the radio. We were on the south of Key West. But check this, the sun sets northwest of Key West. Now, how? Now, Key West is north of the equator, trust me. The sun is supposed to be above the equator. So my math, my science, my logic told me we could get a clear shot of the sun setting on the southernmost point of Key West. But no. If Key West was a clock, the sun sets at about 10 o'clock. Now, I don't understand how that works. Why is the sun setting north of Key West? This is confusing. Maybe someone could explain it to me. I hate that. Plus, Key West, it's a nutty little town. We only had a little bit of time. I'll get to that in a second. We only had hours there. And sorry to Kayobo that we couldn't hook up, but I'll explain there in a second. In Key West, there's chickens running around everywhere. It's confusing. I guess maybe that's for the homeless who just really need a good fresh meal. But there's just chickens. It's not like there's, you know, droves of them all over town. But, yeah, you'd be standing there and a chicken walk by. It seemed a little odd to somebody in Oklahoma. In Oklahoma, we eat the chickens. They also had, much to my surprise, Miss Bart liked them. They got these cute little lizards. These little guys are like 4 inches long, 5 inches long. Oh, and plus they're magic. They can walk up the side of a building. You know, they can just hang on a wall and look at you. That's kind of strange. See a lizard just hanging on the wall, looking at you like, what you want? And they were everywhere. And her brother's been to Florida a bunch of times. He warned us, be sure you get a hotel room where the door is secure. Because if the door is nearly a good fit, then those little lizards, they come in under the door. Oh, Mrs. Bart laid down the law. We would have no lizards. But when we finally saw them, she kind of thought they were cute. That was strange. Mrs. Bart tried to get close to one hanging out there on the wall, and he puffed up his throat and his chest with air to show her what a badass he was. Ooh, a little 4-inch badass. Hey, you want a piece of me? The parking on Key West is just a problem. Once we got the hotel room, it was a couple hours till dark, and we went to get some supper. We didn't want to move the car, because if we came back in the dark and there was nowhere to park, then what do we got? So we took a cab. So he takes us down to this, it was the Mall Mallory Center, something like that. It's where all the weird tourists go to watch the sunset. And what kills me, this place where everybody goes to watch the sunset, you can't see the sunset. Now, here we go again. What's wrong with people? It's Mallory Point, Mallory Dock, Mallory something, but it's hundreds, maybe 1,000 people there. That's where the people go. That's the place for the people to go. And everybody, it was like a carnival too. All the little tables are set up, you know, with the trinkets and knickknacks and, you know, guys selling earrings and jewelry and stuff. Of course, they had slushies and people selling different things. Then they had the little sideshow thing. There was a sword swallower. I didn't say that right. There was a sword swallower. There was a fire breather. Anyway, so it's a big, and not very, I didn't see hardly anybody that was drunk. If it was, well, sun's getting ready to set, so it's not like it's midnight. What's wrong with these people? But it looked like a massive alcohol kind of fest. As the sun gets ready to set, remember this is the sun setting in the northwest. Isn't that weird? You know, think how many times you've heard, yeah, that'll happen as soon as the sun sets in the north. Yep, well, that's what it does at Key West. But again, dumbly, there's an island between Key West, I guess this little island off Key West, that sets to the northwest, so the island gets in the way. You can't even see the sunset. I assumed the whole point of seeing the sunset at Key West was to see the, you know, how when the sun starts to touch the water, somebody goes, as if it were boiling water. Everybody goes, oh, hill, hill, that's a good joke. So, but we never got to see the sun touch the water because there's an island in the way. So what is this all we've heard all these years about? Oh, we got to see the sunset in Key West. Well, you can't see the sunset in Key West. It's possible at some point, at some part of the island, well, surely somewhere down there, you can see the sunset, but not on Key West because that's hiding behind us on the island. I don't understand. When we were looking for a place to stay, we saw one place that worked. We saw the Hilton. And years ago, no, and it was last year, we stayed at a $70 Hilton in Oklahoma City, long story. And so they offered me something $20 off if I became a Hilton member. Well, yeah, I got great credit. My credit is the best. Nobody's got better credit than I. So I said, yeah, let me sign up. I'll save the $20. And so I'm a Hilton member, whatever. So I get down there and I whip out my Hilton card and said, how much can I get a room for? And they said, oh, $350 tonight. And I'm thinking, well, look, $350. Can't you knock off about $300 because I'm a member? But they would have none of it. Thank you, Hilton. I guess Paris needs another dress. I guess she needs another necklace. So the sun sets, place is dark. We're looking for a place to eat. We ran into the Coco Palms. Coco Palms is probably a dive. I don't know. You know how, what are you going to do? You're new in town. What am I going to do? Read a book? What am I going to read? A tourist book? And have them give me a list of 80 restaurants and I'll go through each one? No, I'm looking for like a hamburger. Just something normal. Mrs. Barton wanted to get some seafood. Fine. We figure the Coco Palms at Key West is going to have some kind of seafood. Sure enough, they had coconut crab cakes, which I don't know what that is. It's probably crab cakes with some coconut oil on it. And I ordered a cheeseburger. I told her I wanted it medium well. When it showed up, it didn't look medium well. It had the appearance of being rare, but I couldn't tell because there was green lights in this restaurant. So, you know, the whole restaurant was green, and I'm looking at a burger that's supposed to be, well, you know what color a burger is supposed to be, and I couldn't tell if it was gray or red, but it was awful juicy. And that, you know, that just didn't sit too well with me, so I didn't want to eat the whole, I kind of ate around the edges. They'd have a better chance of being done. Oh, and they gave me this watered-down Pepsi. You people should be ashamed. Oh, they had Big Special. Big Special, remember, we're not driving. We're in a cab, so Big Special. 2-for-1 margaritas. And I said, they had two kinds. They had key lime margaritas, and they had strawberry. And I said, hey, how much for a regular half-price margarita? And she said, well, we don't have any of those. And I said, oh, all right, way to go. All right, so give me a strawberry one. Wait a minute, how can you not have... How can you not have regular if you got strawberry? I've owned a bar. I've owned two. You make a margarita and you pour the strawberry stuff in it. Can you just not pour the strawberry stuff? No, we can't do that. Not allowed. It's fine. So bring me a strawberry margarita. But they're not on half price. Only the key lime. Lady, bring me a damn Coke. Jesus, it's not supposed to be this hard. You ought to be able to walk in a bar, order what you want, be done with it. No, not in Key West. Not God da. In closing, crowd does the wave. We're at the Coco Palms Monday night, and Mrs. Bart says, so when's your poker game? And I'm thinking, well, let's see when. Oh, geez, that's tomorrow night. Now, see, Kyobo, this is how you got screwed. This is how we both got screwed. I heard a rumor that you had a really nice setup you were going to make for us, a feast of food, and that could have worked. But no, as soon as Mrs. Bart said, so when's your poker game? I knew I was in trouble. We intended to kind of cruise into town, and we're going to make Tuesday schmooze day. But no, because I have an IQ of 64 and don't handle that so well. We had to wake up the next day and drive along from Key West to West Palm Beach is probably 6 hours. But you got to understand, there's no room for error here. We can't miss this boat. You know, this boat is going to sail with or without Bart. So we had to be there. This is one of those, I can't have everybody show up, me not show up, and then write a thing on the page, sorry, dudes. No, that don't quite, I had to be there. Next day, Tuesday, up at the crack of dawn to ride that long ride back to Miami. Something else. Remember I told you about the A1A highway at Cocoa Beach? Same thing for the famed ride to Key West. Yes, there were parts, there were times when you could see the ocean. I would say it's a good fourth of the time. So sure, out of a four-hour drive, you might see an hour of ocean, but it just seemed very unnecessary. Don't you think people would want to see the ocean on the long ride to Key West? But no, you ride through 8 or 10 miles of vegetation, and then you get a peak, and then you go through another 10 miles of vegetation, and here comes the town, slow down to 35, some more vegetation, another town, some more vegetation, up, there's another peak of the ocean. It just, why should it be that way? Trust me, look on a map. Between Florida and Key West, you got to get your magnifying glass out to find the land. But when you're on that land, when you're surrounded by hundreds and hundreds of miles of ocean, you can't see any ocean most of the time. But I digress. So, we get all the way back. Long, long drive, I mean. I'll try to make the story shorter than the drive. On the way back, we stop at the Everglades. Now, we had a time constraint. I said it like Bush. What we had was time constraints. We head into the Everglades. And now it's set up funny. First thing you see when you go into the Everglades, there's a giant sign. All it says is just a giant black cat on it. Doesn't say a word. Doesn't say cougar alert. Doesn't say mountain lion warning. Doesn't say do not feed the big cats. It's just a giant black cat. The dude at the booth, he said, if you only got a little bit of time, you want to see X. So I figure I can't just do X. We got to do X and Y to make Mrs. Bart happy. So we did Y first. Y is the thing. Y was the overlook. It's probably in the park, maybe 20 miles. And then you ride, you take a little cutoff, and you ride a mile or two. Then there's the parking lot. And you can see they have a little bridge, a little trail thing that heads up out into the lot of vegetation. we're the only people there, not another soul. We were absolutely, totally alone. And they got more of these giant big cat signs up. And I'm thinking, if there was 100 people here, I wouldn't mind getting out of the car and taking my chances with the big cats, because you figure he'll grab a little kid first. Where's some little kids? Surround me with kids, quick. But no, we're absolutely alone. And the sign said the overlook was, oh, a quarter mile or half mile or something. And, you know, I'm a gambler, but not with my life to see a marsh. That's just nuts. Miss Bart really wanted to see the marsh, but I told her, hey, won't do us any good to be dead trying to see that marsh. So we forewent that, or we foregoed it, whatever the word is. Drove back to X. X was kind of the same thing. X was 3 miles long. It had a name, but what? I ain't got time. The first 2 miles of this road was giant cat signs everywhere. This was the giant cat crossing. This was the place where you're going to see the giant cats. And the turnoff was at the third mile. So we're a mile from where the cats are concentrated. And when we get out there, there were a few people. And there was a little building, a little snack shop, a little this and that. So fine, I was willing to get a few feet from the car. And again, they had a path that takes off into nowhere. Well, I don't want to do any tangling with some giant cat in Florida.
You think that's good? Well, don't go anywhere. We've got more Bart Cop Poker Fest coming right up.